Tonight on Arena, bringing the story of Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin of Tiger King to the operatic stage. And where do I start with Akira Kurosawa? +51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. Remember back before we went into full lockdown, all anyone wanted to talk about were two private zoo owners, Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin, the two sworn enemies of the documentary series Tiger King. Now, as part of the Carlo Arts Festival, you can see an opera based on Tiger King. It's called Exotic v. Baskin, the Micro Opera. Carlo Arts Festival has gone online and you can see the opera live streamed on this coming Saturday evening. And joining me now is the writer of the libretto for Exotic v. Baskin, Tom Swift. A micro opera is what we're dealing with here. You've given us the book, the libretto here, Tom, and the composer, Dana Kaufman, who is US-based, has given us the music. But you actually met her through a librettist site on Facebook. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was one an interesting meeting of minds, because I was a member of a librettist Facebook group, which is a pretty niche activity. I hadn't really logged onto it very often. I just happened to see one day Dana posted she was looking for somebody to write the libretto for an opera based on a pop culture figure. And I was kind of intrigued by that, so got in touch. And then she told me it was to be about the Kardashians. And my heart kind of sank at that point. But we actually ended up writing a full opera Kardashian, which has had a couple of, you know, small scale concert performances. And eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to put on a full-scale version of it.
Why did your heart sink when she said, when she mentioned the Kardashians to you? I would have thought they, no less so than Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin, are perfect operatic material, given the over-the-top nature of some of the activities.
Yeah, probably lack of familiarity with the subject matter. I hadn't really watched the programme a lot. But when I did get into it, and when I did watch the programme, I really kind of, you discover the themes and the characters and you begin to weave a story and a narrative. And what came out of that was very much about the sort of the twin track between Caitlyn Jenner and her transition from presenting as male to her true identity, and Kim Kardashian's kind of journey, if you like, from being on top of the world to her being kind of caught in her Paris hotel room and being robbed and tied up. We just thought those were two really interesting tracks. So that was the sort of the core of Opera Kardashian, but with a lot of fun and a lot of satire and not taking them too seriously, because honestly, yeah, they shouldn't be.
Yeah. What about Tiger King then? Had you been enthralled by the Netflix documentary series like so many people?
Absolutely. It's a brilliant documentary. It's a brilliant series, and it's brilliantly as a piece of storytelling. You know, they had amazing material and they made the most of it. I loved the way that there was just a cliffhanger at the end of every episode. So yeah, it was absolutely binge worthy and had everything that, you know, you'd want from an opera. It had jealousy, violence, you know, love, hate, and big cats. So it just really when Dana was the one who got in touch and said, listen, any chance you'd be interested in take, we've done the Kardashians, do you want to go have a go at Tiger King? You know, there's only one answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you sum up Tiger King. You know, madman, or certainly dubiously seeing man has big cats in a private zoo, and woman who may or may not have been involved in the death of her husband, according to Joe Exotic, yes, but according to her, no, is then battling him against, as she sees it, his maltreatment of these exotic animals. Makes it sound a little bit boring. It's far from it, isn't it?
It's far from it. And actually, just seeing on the news today that Carole has managed to take possession of the zoo. So for anyone who's seen the show, that's huge news. But yeah, I mean, there's so many twists and turns and so many, you know, additional characters like Doc Antle, who's this other zoo owner who rides around on a huge elephant and has this kind of harem of young women who look after his cats. It's quite extraordinary. Every time you think it can't get more bizarre and more extreme, it does. So it's definitely, we have a load of material. The only problem, I guess, for us as opera makers was trying to distill it down, and we were commissioned by Carlo to produce a micro opera, 4 minutes. It's just coming in at just over four minutes. And, you know, how do you distill all the madness into one short piece? But I guess we kind of looked at it as, well, let's give this a shot. We basically had 4 weeks to turn this around from our very first meeting to talk about this between myself and Dana and Arianna and Lucia. To actually delivering it. So it's been an interesting journey, and it's, you know, it's great to have a deadline. So I suppose that's what's spurred us on. And a lot of us have more time in our hands than we would have ordinarily. Yeah.
Well, in fact, I suppose music can say so much more. It can say so much more in a very small amount of time. You know, just the nature of the sound that we're hearing tells a big part of the kind of madness of this story. I think if we listen to a clip, we'll get a sense of this. Exotic v. Baskin. The exotic here is Joe. Baskin is Carl. So this first clip is from Joe's side.
Carol Baskin. Somebody thinks they're gonna walk in here and take my animals away. Animals away. Before you bring me down, it is my belief that you will stop breathing.
It's just extraordinary. And the impersonation of Joe Exotic there at the end, it's Lucia Lucas with a baritone voice who's playing the part of Joe in this production, this micro operatic production of Tiger King that Tom Swift is telling us about this evening. Maybe you just explain Lucia's story, because in fact that fed into the Kardashian story that you were talking about earlier on.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I mean, Lucia is, a world-renowned baritone, born as male but identifying as female. And, you know, over the last 10 years or so, she has transitioned, but still retains a world-class baritone voice. And has appeared on and still performs as male, despite having transitioned. So she's actually about 2 years ago, I think she sang at the National Concert Hall. She's played lead roles in big houses like Tulsa Opera in the States, and I understand she's due to play next year in the Met. But she was very supportive of the Opera Kardashian project, obviously, because there was a specific role for a transgender singer, and Dana was always very keen and positive about this has to be sung by a transgender singer because of the story, and she's been very supportive. So that conversation then led on to Dana giving her a call and saying, listen, Lucia, any chance you'd be interested? I know you're this big, you know, opera star, but any chance you'd hop on board? And she immediately said yes. As a matter of fact, we'd love to do this project. And she is also involved in starting in a kind of an entrepreneurial way, creating her own films. So she and her partner Arianna have filmed and edited the film that you'll see on during the on Saturday, So really, we're really lucky to have a really talented crew on board. Ariana herself is, she's a member of the Karlsruhe Staatstheater, their company. So yeah, it's been great, and we're very grateful for the amazing work that they've put into it.
Yeah, Lucia, as you said, with that magnificent baritone voice, she also possesses, I don't know whether it's how she has managed to costume herself so well and make herself up so well and use such a good wig. She is the spitting image of Joe Exotic, it has to be.
Yeah,
a kind of a nightmarish
version.
The internet
is a wonderful thing.
Explain that further, Tom.
Just if you want to buy a Joe Exotic shirt, you just have to do a small bit of Googling and it comes up. But she's nailed the look all right, and it's some look.
Yes, she really has. She's nailed that down. And also, that's one thing that also struck me as I was listening to some of those clips in particular, and I did get a little sneak preview, for which thank you very much. It might be called a micro opera in terms of duration, but that's seems like a big full orchestra behind Lucia's voice in that clip that we just heard. How did you create that? Or is that the joys of synthesizer and electronic music now that we can get a full operatic, a full orchestral sound?
Yeah, exactly. It was composed on Sibelius, which anyone who's involved in composition will know. That's one of the standard digital composition tools that are used by composers nowadays. And then that was effectively sent to effectively arranged by Lucia once the files have been sent over from California, where Dana is, to Germany, where Lucia is living and working. So that was the process of very much just using the amazing tools that are available now.
You mentioned, Tom, the idea of the cliffhanger that's there basically at the end of each episode. And one of the major cliffhangers at one point along the way is Joe Exotic's accusation that Carol Baskin killed her first husband in order to inherit the animal sanctuary. I mean, this is pure operatic plot, in fact, isn't it? And that once she killed him, she fed him to the tigers. I guess you have to put that into the opera. You can't skip past a great plot twist like that.
No, that had to go in. That had to go in. And also there's something just, again, but in her own special way, bizarre about the way that Carol deals with these accusations. She has this funny way of kind of laughing merrily while she discusses the grimmest details and the grimmest accusations that have been thrown at her. So we tried to capture that. And there's always something nice, I find, about the ridiculousness of an operatic laugh, kind of ha 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 that you often hear in comic operas. But the way that Ariana has captured it, I think, is fantastic in the second scene of the piece.
Yeah, well, let's listen to Ariana Lucas as Carol Baskin from Exotic v. Baskin, the micro opera.
Some questions folks have been asking. What do I think? What do I think? Oh, the press are so dramatic. Truth is that Don was just erratic. The idea that I would run him through a grinder and feed my husband to the tigers. He makes me my grinder.
That's Ariana Lucas's Carol Baskin in Exotic v. Baskin, the micro opera, with a libretto by Tom Swift, who's speaking to me this evening. She mentions the grinder at the end of it. Let us say no more. Grinder being the American word, of course, what we might call a mincer. And given the story that Joe Exotic believes pertains regarding the death of Carol's husband, I think the visuals for that are best left seen by those who go on Saturday night to the internet to watch it. Tom, this is all part of the Carlo Festival and their online offers this year. It's slice two. They're giving us a number of slices throughout the month of June, and I think later in the year. That's the plan with the festival this year.
Yeah, I think the idea behind it is just to give people, because I think we're all watching a lot of content, or all been offered a lot of content, full shows, full operas, and maybe our attention span isn't as, you know, long as it should be. So I think the idea here that they've come up with, I think a very smart idea, to do a kind of a live 1 hour show, if you like, with lots of different inserts from people like Cian Kinsler from Lords of Strutt and Crash Ensemble, Louis Lovett, and Felly Speaks, and a host of other people. So I think it's going to be a nice mix of, you know, really, really new and fresh commissioned work.
Yeah, so that's slice two of the Carlo Arts Festival happening on this Saturday evening. There are other slices up as far as number six have been developed at this stage, and then there'll be seven more. In fact, seven plus are in development beyond that. That's Tom Swift speaking to us about Exotic V. Baskin, the micro opera. Much more on that Saturday night at Carlo Arts Festival Slice 2, Saturday the 6th of June, 8 p.m. You can visit carloartsfestival.com for more information and links to streaming.